Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Did you know that Florida ranks first in number of sportsmen and anglers with 3.15 million that spend 5.9 billion a year supporting over 94,000 jobs? Did you know that sportsmen and women contribute nearly 8 million to the economy every single day, adding more than 2.9 billion every year for conservation? Just another fun fact showing how sportsmen and women are helping make a difference.
Sportsman's Alliance, our heritage, our fight. Protecting hunting from coast to coast.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, March 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always provided the best in service and products, making them the go-to provider for banners, large format printing, business cards, flyers and brochures, but they also design and fabricate custom three-dimensional signs and lettering, interior and exterior floor and wall wraps, three-dimensional wall wraps, and freestanding custom cutouts, all in their UASG certified installation facility. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself during Sign Parrot's 10th anniversary party, Friday, March 2nd, 10 to 4 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Come on, boys!
From the backwoods and the swamp waters of the Sunshine State and all across America and the world, this is the Big and Wild Outdoors with your host, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and Glenn Kinman.
Happy New Year, everyone.
It is the Big and Wild Outdoors.
You must be on that good cough syrup this morning.
Well, I'm just feeling good. I was sick for a while, so I'm feeling healthy. I'm feeling good. It's just nice not to be like,
I hate you. I hate everybody. Leave me alone.
All I want to do is get in a hot bath and just die. So, yeah, when you realize that you're still alive, you kind of celebrate a little bit. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Knock, if I was being too loud in there this morning. I know you're probably still nursing that New Year's hangover. You're young, you know. So, you know, it takes a few days to wear off, so I understand.
From this time in Tallahassee?
Yeah. Did you go up there and do New Year's too, or just Christmas?
I went up there for like one day, honestly, and it was a hot mess.
Okay. There you go.
A hot mess.
And for those of you listening, a hot mess from the young folks is a just a mess.
Too many old people up there for me to go hang out, not enough chicks. That's a, you know, code for that. So bye. Today in the show, Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, and we got Bill George in here again. And filling in for the
Carlos Lopez,
the invisible Glenn Kimmon, is Mr. Cuban Redneck himself, Carlos Lopez.
What's up?
Straight back from his fresh back from his trip up to New York.
Yep,
up there with Tony Gagliani. Up there with all the other guys up there, you know, putting up pictures of dinner out of Facebook all over the place.
All the other Goombas.
All Goombas everywhere. All up there, hanging out up there. All I saw from his social media was, look at me, I'm eating this. Look at this, I'm eating this. Look at this, I'm drinking this.
What was it over in Lakeland this morning, temperature-wise?
35.
It was 29 when I left the house.
What the? I had ice on mine here in St. Petersburg.
And when I got here, it was like 42 or something.
I was about to say, y'all are like a balmy 44 over here.
Yeah.
I don't know where the ice came from.
It was like 18 degrees warmer.
Drove by and sprayed your truck or something really quick.
Cat peed on it.
Yeah. I don't know, but Braden. It was 5 degrees where I was staying in Westchester. And -5, -10.
That's getting about right. But it's not like you were doing a whole lot outside, was it?
No, we were. We were walking around New York City in that weather.
New York! He was freezing to death up there with the other 2.7 million people standing around watching Ryan Seacrest.
I had my alpaca beanie.
Oh, did you? Oh, nice.
Under my thermosol hat. You didn't see William's like, don't you ever take that off? I'm like, dude, they sent me like half a dozen of each color.
Did it say MAGA on it?
Hmm?
On your beanie? Did you have MAGA on there? Walking around New York City?
Negative.
Big chicken.
What are you talking about? Other than the media out there, there's a lot of people that like the guy.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. It would have been funny to wear it out there because then it would have been all over the news. So there's one brave soul right there in the middle of the crowd with his mega beanie on.
All the publicity that Thermosol and them would have got, man. Come on.
Oh,
Jesus.
Really, man? Didn't think of that, did you?
What? What do you mean?
Wearing the Thermosol one.
I was wearing my Thermosol. A baseball cap over the beanie.
Oh.
You should have had your Thermosol there, keeping your hands warm.
Oh, I did in my pocket.
Hey, what's that?
That was in my pockets.
So
I showed it to a lady at Cartier.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Why is your pocket smoking?
A picture. She took a picture of it.
What? Of the Thermosol heater?
Yeah. Yep.
I got to get one of these for my brother-in-law.
Yep.
Yeah. Let me get a picture of that with my phone. Hang on a second. Click.
I could laugh my butt off real quick and see him standing in a store and his pocket is smoking and someone walk up to him and go, hey, you got a smoking pocket there. What's the problem?
That's the old one. Remember, you have to fill those up with the lighter fluid in there? You know?
No, over there, they'd probably say, hey, I'll take some of that.
Yeah, really.
Oh, there you go.
Well, welcome back, and we're glad you made it back.
What kind of store are you going into?
Thanks.
Did you fly up, drive up? How did you get up there and back?
We drove up, and thankfully we left at the right time because when I was rolling through Virginia, the temperatures were freezing, below freezing, all the way into the Carolinas. I kept seeing the liquid salt trucks.
Oh, man.
And then when I get into Georgia, I'm seeing, these snow plows with the salt.
Whatchamacallit.
It's
so foreign to us, yes.
Yeah, and I was doing about 85, 90. I was like, I got to get back into Florida. So the minute I rolled into Florida, it was probably
then you see another
4 in the morning,
truck.
3 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 3 in the morning, and I'm rolling in. It was 35, degrees. Then it was 32, and I remember saying, hey, I'm hoping it gets to 40, because if not, we're going to see some snow. You know what I mean? And it did snow in Tallahassee and Jacksonville, a bunch of places. It was pretty insane. So I made it home at 8 o'clock in the morning. My brother-in-law, unfortunately, stopped in Lumberton, and he didn't get home till Thursday.
He gets snowed in?
Yeah, man. He was in South Carolina for about 12 hours. They were barely moving on the highway. There were accidents everywhere, and then... He had to get off the exit and put more gas in the car. He had to fill up the car.
That's great, because I'm heading up to South Carolina tomorrow.
Mm.
Got to go up there for the Ellett Brothers.
The show?
Vendor show, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I used to do that. I don't miss it. And don't wear your flip-flops.
Why?
I'm just telling you.
Why can't I wear my flip-flops?
I don't know them. Take your alpaca socks.
They did it again.
With my flip-flops?
Yeah.
They did it again.
Why would I why can't I wear my flip-flops up there?
I don't know. Just put a cut in them and put your socks on your flip-flops.
What's the problem with flip-flops? They don't wear them in South Carolina?
It's going to be cold.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, you just got over it.
Tell
sickness.
Beverly I said, hey, they did it again to me.
Yeah, well, I'm heading up there, and I looked at the temperature this morning up there just to kind of keep an eye on things, and it's 18 degrees right now. So
how are you getting there?
I'm going to start walking tomorrow, probably around 5 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going up US 19, so I don't have to cross any bridges whatsoever.
Got your little hobo bag?
Got my hobo bag.
Nice.
Then when I hit the railroad tracks over there right along 19 there, I'm just going to walk right up the old railroad track. All the way up there and just get in there and show up. Go do what I got
to
do.
Yeah, with that mouth of yours, you may be able to get a ride.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Some hot chick will pick over here and see me in my hobo pack.
Stop it. This is a family show.
Be like that crazy guy with the flip-flops over there. I'll go give him a ride. Bill, see what's up, man.
Bill George likes it.
Yeah. He'd pick me up.
Pete.
Especially if I had a wine shirt on, he'd be like, hop in, buddy.
Hey, man.
up on in.
No, I'm riding up there with John, the new manager over there from G5 Feeding Outdoors, and we're going to go up there and check out a bunch of stuff up there. So shake hands, kiss babies, do all that kind of good stuff. Probably be back on Wednesday.
Well, there you go. You can bring in some baroscopes.
Maybe I will. I don't know. I've never heard of that brand before until you brought it in here. Took a look at them. They look pretty good.
Yeah, for that price. Yeah, absolutely. Pretty Man. Well made.
$200. Is that what you said for that barra?
Yep, for that H30.
Nice. What are you going to put it on?
I'm going to put it on one of my ARs.
Really?
One of. No, no. You have more than one AR?
I like your style.
No. I only have one.
Okay.
Currently.
Did you want to put this on record for your wife that you have more than one? Or you backing down too?
She doesn't listen to the show. So she, I have nothing to worry about.
There will be a text message with a link to the Big and Wild podcast.
That's true.
With a little note saying, please listen to the first segment of the first hour.
Or a copy from Bill George.
That'll go nicely on your AR. That'd probably be okay. That's a 4 to what? That's
Which
a
one?
4 to 16? Is that what it is?
Yeah. 4 to 16 by 50.
Wow, dude.
I like your style.
Planning on shooting out there at 1,000 yards, are you?
No.
Why?
I can make believe.
Come on, man. You can at least make an attempt. 16 power. Give it a shot. Give it a whirl.
You know me. I'll try it.
You know, day two, day three of the prairie dog shoot. Everybody's shooting 1,000 yards. Just to see if you can do it.
Your opinion on the size of that reticle?
I like that one. For deer hunting and stuff like that, it's perfect. It's a perfect size one. When I was shooting distance for prairie dogs and stuff, I had to go with the ultra thin, like loopholes and stuff like that, because at 500, 600, 700, 800 yards,
target gets kind of small.
Well, the actual reticle itself is so wide it covers up the animal that you're shooting at, so it disappears. So it's behind the line. So you have to get like super thin haired, whatever you can get, the thinner the better.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Well, they're going to call in at 9 a.m. Guy's name is Geo Heath.
Geo.
Yeah, like JD, but it's G.O.Heath.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your mama named that, huh?
I don't know. You're going to have to ask him.
I'll ask him. All right, we got to take a break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We are brought to you by the great folks out at G5 Feed and Outdoors. By the way, we'll be out there broadcasting live on the 20th of this month, so make plans to come out and see us. And if you don't want to hang out early, hang out a little bit more, because Steve Austin will be broadcasting right there behind us from QYK. So we'll be right back.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford, because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all LoadRunner trailers, because your satisfaction is LoadRunner's highest priority. LoadRunner Trailers is a high-quality brand that's well-known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose LoadRunner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at LoadRunnerTrailers.com.
So, I'm sure you heard the news. Social media sites are cracking down on private firearm sales. So if you're looking to sell or buy a new or used gun, or even looking to trade, do it the right way and head over to Deer Hunter Guns. Dan and his crew will give you top dollar for your used firearm, plus give you the best trade-in value if you're looking to upgrade. Deer Hunter Guns is doing it the legal way and can help you find what you're looking for. Or take that used rifle, pistol, or shotgun off your hands the legal way so you have peace of mind, knowing your firearm isn't going to a complete stranger. Go sell your firearms to your friends at Deer Hunter Guns. Stop by today and get the best deal. 2797 Gulf to Bay Boulevard, across from the original Hooters. DeerHunterGuns.com.
G5 Feed and Outdoors is pleased to be the premier fully authorized repair and warranty dealer for Arctic Cat ATVs and side-by-sides in the West Central Florida and Tampa Bay area. G5's wide selection of Arctic Cat ATVs and other off-road vehicles are all designed to handle anything that Mother Nature dishes out. The Arctic Cat TBX, Prowler, and HDX offer power steering, easy switch two-wheel, four-wheel drive, tilt cargo beds, built-in receivers, and payloads between 300 and 1,000. Pounds. The Wildcat, Mud Pro, and XC450 are powerhouse performers with superior traction, suspension, and handling. And the ever-popular Alterra series continues to lead the way in value and reliability for tons of uses. So load up the hunting gear, stack up your camping supplies, haul your feed and farm supplies, or just load up the family and hit the trail or mud hole for a day of fun and adventure, because G5 and Articat has you covered. Stop in today and see the whole lineup just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92, and online at G5FeedAndOutdoors.com. And be sure to follow G5 on Facebook for even more great products.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Brayden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Carlos Lopez, Bill George, and Nock on the other side of the glass. Glenn's not here today, but if you'd like to give us a call, give us a weather report, see how you're freezing up in a tree stand somewhere or out on the ground trying to get some pork, that's all right. Give us a call, 888-404-1010. That's 888-404-1010.
Why's it got to be just pork? The bucks are running, baby.
That's true, too. I mean, they're out there doing their thing. How was your trip up north last weekend, man? Did you have fun? Did you go ahead and do some crazy things or freeze your butt off, stay in the cabin?
No, it was rainy. It was that drizzly kind of rainy weather that you get. And I was telling Mr. George over here about it when he stopped by the shop. But it's that weather that you just, do I really want to go out in it? Yeah, I do. Yes. But then once you get out in it, you get that, it doesn't look like it's raining that hard, but mm-hmm. It's that you're 5 minutes into it and you're like, look like you've already ran through the shower on high blast.
Constant drizzle.
So we had that for a couple of days. Good fortune, some of the people in camp, a couple of the ladies. We had one lady's got she's fighting the lupus disease, and she's the one that actually posted she killed the really, really big hog that mm-hmm. we posted on Facebook.
Nice.
And then we had another lady that was in camp that I had, I want to say either three or four, she's had three or four bouts already with breast cancer, and she got to shoot her first deer.
Wow.
So that was,
that's awesome.
That was pretty cool, just to say the least. But it was with the rain and some of the years past, the deer just, the movement was kind of weird. You know, they were really, usually after a lot of times when the fronts will blow through, and in the past up there, you know, they get wet, they want to get up and start moving around. And we were getting out and getting in the stands right after the rain and stuff was going over, and the fronts were moving through, and the movement just really wasn't there, or else they'd be moving in the middle of the day or doing stuff like that. So.
Right.
But then, of course, after we leave, the bottom drops out of everything, and it's in the 20s for like highs, and apparently they're, as my uncle informed us, they're chasing everything with four legs. So go figure.
Well, sometimes that's a good thing. Keeps things moving. You know, keeps them, dogs keep things moving. On the other end of the spectrum, Carlos, of course, went up to New York to go up and do some bird hunting and bring back a bunch of chuckers and pheasant and stuff for us to eat. But apparently not, because the temperature was extremely low up there, and
yeah,
they didn't want to work the dogs. Is that the deal?
Yep.
My brother in Pennsylvania shot a couple chuckers.
Yeah, he probably went out the back door.
Well, they did. They brought them in and they put them out. They put them out in the backyard and went and hunted them.
Oh gosh!
It's
a good question though, because what temperature? You know, I'm not familiar with that type of hunting, so I don't know. But what's the cutoff for dogs up there? Because you see those people up in South Dakota out there hunting pheasants, and it's in the snow.
The dogs having the dogs break are the
out
ice.
There. Yeah, they're out there, you know, leaping around, having a good time. What makes it different? What's the cutoff for running around with dogs? Did they tell you?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think it's anything below like 10. Maybe they don't do it. I don't know. Next time Tony calls in, we'll probably have to ask him.
Well, I guess wind has a lot of a big factor in that, because it takes all the scent away from, you know, what they're trying to pick up.
Either that or he was blowing me off. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
He has some yuppie dogs, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, it's a possibility.
No, the dogs were all right.
I didn't say it.
The dogs are ready to go. Just Tony was like, oh, man, it's like 14 below. I'm not going out there. Forget it. Yeah, them birds ain't going anywhere.
This is not safe for my dogs.
Yeah, he took a ride. He's doing the Sheep Show, DSC, SCI. He's doing all those shows back to back.
Well, they're all coming up, man. I mean, It's like that time of year. ATA's not that far away, is it?
I'm leaving just about probably a day later than you are.
So you're like leaving Tuesday or Wednesday?
That's why I said they did it again, because I know Miss Beverly at Ellett Brothers really, really well, and every year they always schedule those two shows right on top of each other.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't like it when I was a rep, because you were literally not home for 2 weeks. We would have to leave one show, go to the next, go home maybe
pack
2 days.
Traveling circus.
And then SHOT Show. We'd be in SHOT Show for a whole week. And
well, SHOT Show's right around the corner, too.
Yeah, they're all stacked up. Then you got, like you said, Ellett Brothers. You got Farris Brothers. You got Big Rock. You got all those shows, and we'd hit that circuit. I'd barely be home the first 2 months of the year.
That's crazy, man. Yeah. I know that for a lot of guys like you, retailers, and for reps, when you were doing that stuff, Carlos, it gets to be a chore. And I know social media is alight with everybody who's going to be, hey, are you going to SHOT Show? I'll see you out there. You know, it's like the big gathering place. Or are you going to ATA? And yeah. I know a lot of people are going to that. Are you going to go this year, Jonathan? You're going to be just by yourself? Or are you taking the crew? Or
No, I have Lori and Sharla. So I have my real wife and my work wife going with me this year.
Okay.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Hey, well, you know what?
I'm going to send him to see Sean. Sean's going to be, Altera is going to be there. You should go by
and
say
I'll go by and
Sean,
say hi to him.
And then I'm going to have David Garner, who I've had on the show before from Cottonwood Outdoors. That sells the outdoor, you know, all the tree stand resurrection and all that stuff.
Right.
He'll be there as well. Good people. I'll send you over to them too, man.
Well, that's a good thing, because the more people you take, sometimes it's better that way, because that way you can divide and conquer.
Yeah,
and you don't have to try to mill around as a group. You go, look, you go that way, you go that way, and, you know, we'll meet here at a certain time.
After you go with those, with the shows like that, and I'm sure you probably can speak to this being a rep, after you go to some, you've gone to those shows so many times that you don't have the
enthusiasm.
You're not crowd struck. Like I laugh and I say this to people, I can kind of always tell who the new dealers are, as far as you kind of can tell the new reps and the new dealers, because they're the ones that are, like Carlos just said, they're walking around like, oh my gosh, look over there. Oh, look, that's Michael Waddell. There's this guy there. I just, like, now I'm one of those people that just walks by, hey, Mike, like that. And we just wave at each other and, you know, it's whatever.
Skip the celebrities, go straight to the vendors.
Jim, how you doing? You know, I mean, you don't get crowd struck, I guess is the best way to say it.
And I will say that you brought up Michael Waddell.
Yeah.
He has a gift where he doesn't have a clue who you are, doesn't remember you because he meets thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah. Don't tell Jonathan this.
But he may, no, I'm not. I'm not specific to Jonathan.
He
I'm just
remembers
saying,
me, dude. How can you forget this?
Yeah, that's true. Me, people remember the Cuban redneck and stuff like that. But
we're unforgettable. You know, yeah, I mean, that's.
You know, but you know, he'll be like, hey, how you doing? You know, he makes you feel like he remembered you, and that's why he does so well with.
He's personable.
With his fans,
got a lot of that. And that's the other thing that makes me laugh sometimes is. You get to see, and I say this, and I'm not naming any names, and I'm not going to do anything like that, but you kind of quickly can see the ones that are, when the camera light comes on, it's a different, you know, character versus real life, you know.
Well, mm-hmm. That is what a character is.
Well, but what I'm saying is their personality, their Dr. Seuss, is a, you know, you see a difference from when they're on camera versus when they're off camera.
The same thing. Some are nice.
That's what I'm saying. Then, well, I'm saying their personality so nice. Is the same when the red light's on or when the red light's off.
Yep.
And then there's ones that when the red light's on, it's like, oh, hey, how you doing? And then when the red light's off, it's like, don't talk to me.
Well, I got things to go.
Yep.
I got things to do.
That's 100% true right there.
Get on out of here. Well, I'm heading up there, like I said, on Sunday, heading up tomorrow. Probably early in the morning. Got to meet up with John up there at his crib up there in Land of Lakes, and then we'll head on up there the rest of the way. I was spending up last night trying to figure out the best way to go, but I'm sitting there thinking, man, take the back roads, take 301 all the way there to the fairgrounds would be the good way. But then I hear Carlos talk about being snow and everything else up there. I'm thinking, I don't know if they'll be plowing 301. They may plow 95, but. I don't think they're going to be keeping the little back roads clear.
I'd stay on the interstate.
Just to be on the safe side.
If not, pack a lunch and a blanket.
And some gas.
And a blanket.
A blanket, some Spam, some crackers, and lots of gas. Because you're going to be sitting there idling for a long time. But it'll be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to getting up there and seeing it, and a little change of scenery. Maybe see some snow. I don't know if it'll even be there by the time I get there.
Oh, maybe it'll be there. Maybe. It'll be there.
I don't know. When's this weather supposed to change, Bill George? When are we supposed to get back to being Florida?
Another day or two.
Really?
Yeah.
No, that's it. Just another day or two?
And then here it comes again.
Is it really? Is there another one coming behind this one?
I hope so.
I've heard reports that you're going into a cycle right now to where this is going to last for 4 or 5 weeks.
Nice. Oh,
really?
That it's going to warm back up, cold back off. Warm back up, cool back off. Warm back up.
Good strawberries.
Good getting sick weather.
Don't even get me started.
Nice, sweet strawberry.
All right, we got to take a fast break. We'll be right back in just a minute, but we're brought to you by Load Runner Trailers. The good folks out there, man, make sure you go out and check them out today and go stop in and see them. And, of course, the great folks out there at G5 Feed and Outdoors. We're going to get right back.
The Big and Wild Outdoors invites you to discover Fish Hawk Sporting Clays. It's 77 acres of first-class comfort and hospitality for your personal sports shooting as well as corporate and public events. The Fishhawk staff is always ready to set you and your family up for a memorable day of dusting clays. Conveniently located in Lithia, about 20 miles from downtown Tampa and less than 8 miles from Brandon, and is open 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. Fishhawk Sporting Clays offers 4-person shooting carts, 12 and 20-gauge shotgun rentals, and the club also features a large covered pavilion with plenty of seating for your next big get-together. Fishhawk will happily host birthday parties, bachelor and bachelorette parties, team-building groups, family reunions, or any group of people who'd like to get together and have fun. For more information, go to fishhawkshootingclays.com. That's fishhawkshootingclays.com. And be sure to check out the events page for clinics and classes available throughout the year.
As hunters, we all know that planting a food plot in Florida is hard work and takes tons of water, fertilizer, and time just to keep it alive. Well, now there's a product that can make growing big deer on your hunting property as easy as unloading your cooler. It's Horn Max 20 Super Pro Mineral and Super Max 20 Super Molasses Block. This stuff is amazing for growing huge deer, and of course your Florida deer will get all the trace minerals, protein, and amino acids needed for optimal nutrition in bucks, lactation in does, and fawn growth. Check out the full line of Horn Max 20 today at Florida Mineral Online.net or click the link at bigandwild.com.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
When it comes to wild game, it's up to the individual hunter to make sure the meat is handled and processed safely. Wear gloves while field dressing and butchering. Be careful not to puncture the intestine to avoid possible spread of E. coli or salmonella to the meat. The chest and abdominal cavity should be wiped with a clean cloth or paper towels. It's best to use as little water as possible because damp meat spoils faster than dry meat. Cool wild game to less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit as quickly as possible to slow the growth of bacteria. On warm days, immediately pack the chest and abdominal cavities with ice packs or plastic bags filled with snow. After skinning, wrap in cheesecloth or put in game bags to keep clean. In warm weather, black pepper can be sprinkled on the meat before covering to discourage flies. Wild game should be aged to 34 to 37 degrees Fahrenheit for no more than 14 days. White-tailed deer will age sufficiently in 2 to 3 days. During butchering and preparation, perform proper hand washing and clean all contact surfaces with warm soapy water followed with bleach water. Be a responsible hunter and be prepared and knowledgeable of proper guidelines to help ensure the quality, safety, and satisfaction in eating wild game.
The Big and Wild Outdoor Safety Tips are brought to you by Sims Cranes, Florida's leader in safe, comprehensive vertical access solutions.
Hey, this is Jonathan. Most of you know me as the co-host of Big and Wild, but I also want to talk to you about my shop, Arrowhead Archery. We're one of the oldest shops in the country and stock brands from Prime, Matthews, Hoyt, Obsession, and PSE. We also have all the accessories to outfit your equipment, plus a level 3 instructor for our youth and adult programs, and regular league nights for everyone. Check us out at 10818 East US Highway 92, Tampa, Florida, arrowheadarcheryshop.com, and our phone number is 813-621-4279. Stop by and see us.
Sign Parrot is celebrating 10 great years of service in the Tampa Bay area. And to show their appreciation, Sign Parrot is inviting everyone to their big 10th anniversary celebration Friday, March 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with lots of entertainment, food and beverages, just their way to say thank you and unveil their new building wrap design. Sign Parrot has always been the premier vehicle wrap facility in the Tampa Bay area, wrapping entire fleets of trucks, vans, RVs, and boats with the highest standards in the industry, using 3M certified installers and 3M warranties on all vehicle wraps to provide you the best in service and products, because customer service is their number one goal. Everyone's invited, so come on out and see for yourself. Have a blast during the big 10-year anniversary celebration Friday, March 2nd, 10 to 4 at 6400 East Columbus Drive in Tampa. Visit signparrot.com.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world, we create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Here we are. Welcome back. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Thank you so much for joining us today. Happy New Year. We hope you had a nice and fabulous time with family. I know my kids will still be out of school until Monday.
Yep.
Until the beginning of next week. So it's
and
been...
boy, is it going to be fun waking them up.
Yep. It's so funny because when they first started, they were still on the school schedule. So around 8 o'clock, you know, you're in the middle of a conversation and you look over and they're on the couch. Now it's 10, you know, and then middle of the week it was 9:30, 10 o'clock.
They fall back into that summer schedule. Where,
yeah. And then by the end of it, it's 11:30, 12 o'clock. Dad, what are we going to do? Dad, are we going out? Man, I'm getting ready to go to bed. What? I want to play my video games. I want to go to bed. Okay. So, yeah, Monday's going to be a shock and awe.
Especially if it's cold.
Yeah, it's going to be shocking all for a lot of kids out
Poor
there.
Poor teachers.
But I had a great time. Had a wonderful New Year's. Kept it nice and simple. A bottle of NyQuil and lots of sleep. So it was fun.
I saw something other than NyQuil on a text, but...
On a text?
Yeah, it was like a special medication.
Oh, yeah, the Dean Palmer medication. Yeah, yeah. The spiced rum. Yeah, that seems to help with the symptoms. But I will tell you this, that the one thing, you know, it took grandma to, you know, to fix everything. Everything that you ever see over the counter and all that stuff, she just wrote me a little thing on Facebook and says, you need to go get some of that colloidal silver spray. And I was like, what?
The what?
I was like, yeah. I was like, what? The
what? Say that first word again.
I've seen those videos that people...
Put your thesaurus up.
You know, they say it cures everything. You know, the colloidal silver, and they make it at home and all that stuff, and you have to be careful, otherwise it turns you blue.
An elixir?
It's an elixir. And
I got some cure for you right here, boy.
And so I looked it up online, and all I saw was blue people. And once your skin turns blue, and I mean like Smurf blue, it never goes away. And I was like, are you sure about it? She goes, no, you can't use that. So I went to the vitamin place and talked to the lady there, and she's like, no, if you do it that way, then you will turn your skin blue. She said, buy this right here and take a tablespoon of it 3 times a day. And I did it the first day and half the next day, and it was done. That stuff was gone. Whatever it was.
So you had a 3-day flu.
No, the day I bought it, I was like literally one of those times where you like when you try to walk, everything, you feel like you're kind of floating, you know, or you're like, hey.
But what I'm saying is, if you had a 3-day flu, even if you did nothing, you would have been fixed about the same time.
No, because I'm telling you, that stuff knocked it out like bam, mm-hmm. that day. No coughing, no anything like that. And all it's just like, it's just
wild oregano.
Well, it's just water and colloidal silver.
I stayed in
colloidal. I think I'm saying it right.
That's my trick.
We already said I was in New York. I felt a little scratchy. Mm-hmm. What do you think the Irish people I was staying with, the Tumulties, did? Oh, here you go. Hot Irish whiskey.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like a full glass. With cloves and some other stuff in it.
Yeah, like, I got your three fingers right here, big boy.
Yeah, they're like, here. I'm like, you guys are just trying to put me to sleep, is what you...
Exactly.
That thing was pretty good, though.
You know, but you didn't care about the dry
I forgot all about it.
Isn't it amazing, though, how much sleep actually helps that situation?
Yep.
Yeah, it really does. Well, that used to be the old one. Steve Austin, back in his wisdom days, he was like, you're sick. Stop in down at the liquor store and tell me you want a bottle of Rock and Rye and drink about 4 ounces of it and go straight to bed. You'll feel 100% better next morning. And it worked. So I was sold on that for the longest time.
I guess you finished that bottle.
Oh, that was years ago. Years and years ago. That stuff is like drinking syrup. It's not something that you would drink to enjoy.
I know here, if I get a little scratchy throat or something, I just go take a shot of Sambuca. That usually takes care of it.
Again, what it does, it doesn't really cure anything. It just makes you not care. Yeah. it's the point.
Makes you sleepy.
But the colloidal silver stuff, man, it works good. Jovan was sick. I sent him to the store to get some, and he said it tastes... Vince had the same stuff. He went and bought it, and is giving it a whirl. He got it yesterday, so we'll have to see how it works. But
mine is, like I said, this is the wild oregano.
What? Yeah. You eat it, smear it over your body, take a bath.
My aunt has it. They have it in pill form. So, and I take two of them in the morning, two of them at night.
Every day?
Yep.
That helps your hair grow?
It's part of the regimen, dude.
That helps your hair grow?
It makes that part fall out, but the rest of the time you're all right.
This is manicured, okay?
Hey, for the listeners that are out there, they should call in with some of their remedies. That would be pretty fun.
Yeah, okay. When I posted the thing up there about the spice rum, Toby Benoit, of course, immediately puts up a little thing with, the old lemon juice, bourbon, and honey.
I saw that.
Which, believe it or not, when I was a kid...
Take this twice a day and call me in the morning.
Hey, he used to show up at school with that stuff.
Might be working on a
pharmaceutical cure book.
Home remedies.
Yep.
All he has to do is watch Beverly Hillbillies.
The redneck home remedies. There should be some good ones, I'll tell you that.
Granny fixed everything with a little bit of that.
Granny's was in a mason jar, and it was very clear, potent liquid.
Again, it doesn't cure anything. It just makes you not care.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like crud now. Go back to sleep. So anyway, But it worked for me. May not work for you. I'm just saying it worked. It worked very good for me.
Yeah.
Bill George, obviously, he's never tried it, so he wouldn't know. So he would not know.
Bill George is like, I'm a real man. I don't need to take all this crap. What are you talking about?
I think as far as all those drinks, I think it's been about 20 years plus since I've had any alcohol.
I'm not talking about the alcohol part. I'm talking about the colloidal silver.
He's got to do is go in the back of his truck. He's got probably something back in the back of his truck to fix that.
Alligator tranquilizer. Okay, I'm good.
When I start feeling not good, if I feel like there's a cold coming on, Zicam. That's Zicam and Advil.
I thought he was going to say, I snuggle up with Susie.
Yeah, but see, Zicam, I've heard people have lost their sense of smell and taste from using that stuff. So, I don't want to use anything like that. I thought you were going to say you stopped by the veterinary. I'm almost done. I thought you'd said you would stop by the veterinarian store and picked up some Vermectrin or something for some horses or something. Ivermectin? Is that what it is?
I drank some gator urine, and I feel 100% better.
You know, gators can't get cancer. If you drink their urine, it'll say it'll
cure everything. You're worried about me losing my taste, but you're going to eat something that might turn you into a blueberry.
No, this one doesn't do that. This one doesn't do that. The colonial.
It's a Smurf. Get it right.
It's the other kind that'll do that.
If he turns blue, he's going to be a blueberry.
The scary part is some people are going to write in, hey, what's that stuff I got to drink to turn blue?
Well, you know what? I almost made a deal with my daughter. I was like, you know what? We should get the stuff that turns you blue, and we'll just do a red mohawk down the middle of our heads and be that guy from Guardians of the Galaxy and walk around with a little arrow in there.
There
be
you
awesome
go.
Cool.
Mad Max.
You just got to do what you got to do.
I'm Mary Poppins.
Well, but back to the outdoors.
Anyway, back in the outdoors. I want to do I know that you went out, did some hunting too, Bill George. I saw your post out there where you were the squirrel slayer of Sumter County for a while.
Well, let's just say I don't have as big of a problem anymore.
Yeah, I heard you did pretty good up there with those, so that good on you. But you also dragged out a three-legged dog from what I hear.
Yeah. Coyote tried to come get my squirrels. Had to defend my pile
Wrong.
Of squirrels.
What, did you just pile them up under a tree somewhere and use them for a lure?
Well,
or did he just happen to hear or smell? Or
I turned around as soon as the sun came up and I started seeing squirrels. I'd shoot the squirrel and they'd fall down to the bottom of a tree. Then I turn around. Each of the other squirrels came in. They wanted to see what that guy was doing sitting down there belly up at the bottom of the tree. So they climbed down the tree and they'd be looking at him and I'd shoot him. And this pile just got bigger and bigger.
Wait, and bigger. How many was that?
The more squirrels that were laying there, the more squirrels that wanted to come over and check it out.
Yeah.
You know, squirrels love a good fight. I know that.
So. 11 squirrels is a pile.
That is a pile.
There was more than 11.
12.
Well, 12 is the season or the daily bag limit. So when the pile was approaching 12, had to get somebody else on over there to help me out. And by the end of the morning, there was 20 dead squirrels.
Nice. And then, of course, when the pile was there, did he pick up the scent or something? That's what brought in the coyote?
I don't know what.
All the commotion.
There was shooting a 22 short. It wasn't a short. It was subsonics.
Right.
22 long rifle subsonic. So, I mean, it made a crack, but it never slowed down a squirrel or anything. I mean,
them barking and everything else, yeah. I'm sure.
So.
And then he came trotting in.
He came trotting in.
And you whacked him with a 22 short?
No.
No.
I set the 22 down and I grabbed the 300 Win Mag. Oh.
Because hello! I was waiting to hear about some miraculous. I shot it through both eyes and I meant to do it.
No. I turned around. I've learned one thing with the coyote. You take the opportunity when you get it, because if you turn around and start thinking and looking, they disappear.
Well, on that note, we'll disappear for a couple of minutes while we take a break. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors. We are brought to you by G5 Feed and Outdoors and Low Runner Trailers. We'll be back.
In the 1960s, the G5 mark was used to brand the cattle and other livestock on the Glisson family ranch in the heartland of Florida. Now that family tradition has been passed on to mark quality at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors. G5 Feed and Outdoors is more than a family-owned business with a passion for all things that happen in the big and wild outdoors. Behind every product, you'll find more than 20 years of great customer service and three generations of experience standing behind it. G5 Feed and Outdoors believes there's no substitute for quality outdoor gear and products that have been tested to perform and give you the confidence that will last. So G5 carries items they use themselves from trusted brands like Textron Arctic Cats, Yeti, Case Knives, Big Green Eggs, Costa, Shimano, and so much more. You really need to stop by and see all the great outdoor gear and products and the new stuff that arrives every day. It's all waiting for you at the new G5 Feed and Outdoors, located just west of Plant City at 4960 U.S. Highway 92 and online at g5feedandoutdoors.com. And be sure to follow them on Facebook for even more great deals.
You need a trailer? Load Runner Trailers on North Falkenberg Road has any kind of trailer you're looking for. Cargo trailers, dump trailers, enclosed trailers, gooseneck trailers, car haulers, all aluminum or motorcycle haulers, or any other type of trailer you might be looking for. Load Runner Trailers has over 150 trailers to fit your every need. Load Runner Trailers knows that you have a lot of choices when leasing or buying a trailer, and they'll work their wheels off to make sure you have the best trailer buying experience possible and get the best price every time on all models. Financing also available for qualified buyers on leasing programs on all Load Runner Trailers, because your satisfaction is Load Runner's highest priority. Load Runner Trailers is a high quality brand that's well known for their rugged, durable trailers and haulers that last. You need a trailer? Choose Load Runner Trailers, the established trailer dealer who will meet your every trailer need. Stop in and see them at 3110 North Falkenberg Road in Tampa, or check out their inventory at loadrunnertrailers.com.
Did you know the biggest Ford truck dealer in the entire southeastern United States is right here, close to you? Which dealership? The answer shouldn't surprise you. Brandon Ford is the largest volume F-Series truck dealer in the Southeast, and the numbers don't lie. Brandon Ford sells more F-150s, more Super Duties, more lifted trucks, 4x4s, and diesels. And when a dealership sells more, there's always a reason, like the guaranteed lowest Ford truck prices, or one of the largest Ford truck inventories in America, with over 500 trucks available and on sale, or their award-winning sales team with years of experience who knows these trucks inside and out. Every day when businesses or customers need a truck, they choose Brandon Ford, because Brandon Ford stocks more, sells more, and sells for less. So when you're ready for a truck, come see us at Highway 60 and 301 in Tampa, the largest volume Ford F-Series dealer in the entire southeastern United States, 24/7 at BrandonFord.com. If you want to pay less for a Ford truck, that's our business.
Hunting never stops in Florida, so you need to make Al's Wild Meat in Riverview your full-time, full-service deer and hog processor. Al's Wild Meats will custom cut your game any way you like it, including a variety of sausage options, like traditional ground breakfast, link, or smoked, plus some of the best jalapeno cheddar summer sausage, snack sticks, and deer bacon on the planet. Al and his wife, Christine, pride themselves in making sure you're getting your own harvest back just the way you want it, and always vacuum-sealed, labeled, frozen, and back in your freezer fast. Al's Wild Meat, right off I-75 on Simmons Ranch Court in Riverview, on Facebook or online, alswildmeatprocessing.com.
Here we go. Welcome back. It is the Big and Wild Outdoors. Braden Gunn, Jonathan Swindle, Bill George. Carlos, the Cuban redneck, is in the studio with us. Glenn's out for the day. Got things to do. And so Carlos was kind enough to drive 1,000 miles to get over here and hang out with us on this chilly
Saturday. You didn't get Saturday it right. Morning. It's Bill George, the Squirrel Master.
Yeah. You know what? I look at it and I think, you know, you did pretty good, Squirrel Master. You knocked down 11, then you brought in some a hired gun to, get a few more of them to put in the bag. But then I hear this story about, you know, you did pretty good. You took out 11 squirrels before you, you know, said, I need to, you know, watch what I'm doing and bring in the hired gun to finish up the rest of the day.
Bring him back up.
But did you see this story? Talk about the man of the hour, the man with the power, the man too sweet to be sour, is the dude who took out 13 elk with his car.
13.
Woo! Now top that, Bill George.
How'd the car still go after
that? That's what I said.
What kind of car was it?
That's what when I heard the story.
A tank.
That's the first thing I thought of was this guy was driving down the road in Oregon. They said he was along Highway 26. And it says the initial report when they called the highway patrol and said, this guy hit 11 elk. And when they got out there, they're like, no, 11, 12, 13. Oh, he got 13.
And that's just what stayed on the ground.
Oh, Lord.
He got 13 of them and took them all out. And the driver, surprisingly, was not even injured.
Was he driving a semi?
It doesn't say what he was driving, but that's the first thing
he had to be driving a semi or something.
He was
something
driving
like
a
that.
Hugo.
What's the rule on picking up roadkill?
Now, you know, sad to say, a lot of those elk had to be, you know, dispatched on the site there, you know, because they were too injured to continue. But
the food bank did well.
That's exactly what happened. Nice. As soon as those were done and the accident report was done, the DNR there piled all of them into their trucks, went back, cleaned them all up and everything, and then it donated it to all the food banks in the local area.
There you go.
So, I'm surprised they didn't kill a couple of wolves because they're usually chewing on their tails.
Yeah, I'm not too far behind. Yep. Yeah, but when Bill George was going on about his 11 squirrels, I was like, that's pretty good. But you can't top 13 elk.
I cannot top that.
I don't know too many people who can
attempt it.
Nope. Yeah. not even that with a coyote. Yeah. Could top that.
That's true.
I did turn around and come into a big pack of hogs one time. I have a tendency to go a little fast down the wood road and come around a bend, and there was all these hogs everywhere, and I slammed on the brakes and I'm sliding and skidding, and just all I can try and do is not hit the biggest part of the pack, and next thing I know I ended up singling just one out, and that was the path of least resistance. And boom, underneath the car he went, and I turned around and the dust was settling, and all of a sudden out from underneath the car he went running.
Well, there you go. I did find what it was. Guess what he was driving? Let's all take a guess and see if you can think of what he was driving.
He
take out 13 elk.
2009 Mercedes.
No.
Suburban.
No.
Pickup.
That's two guesses.
A Mack truck.
Here's the Mack truck. Knock, what's your guess? Let's see if he's paying attention.
No. Nope. Motorcycle?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, it was a Honda CB750. No, it was actually a Chevrolet Avalanche.
Wow.
Really?
Well, yeah. That's appropriate. No. Avalanche.
Yeah. Avalanche took out 13
Avalanche
elk.
Backstraps.
So, and reading further into it, what was really good is not only did it go to the food banks, but it also went to a bunch of senior centers and centers up there, too, for the old folks up there. Well, so they're getting a treat.
I could see Chevy making a commercial out of that. Yeah, you could take out 13 elk with Chevy Avalanche.
Bob Seger playing in the background.
You see him plow through it and then just open up the driver's side door and get out and go like this on a shirt. Like, yeah, I'm good.
Next thing you know, we'll have Ford with some test drivers and helmets on trying to see how many elk they can take out.
I don't know. Well, you know how they always go across a road or whatever in a bunch. You know, it's
I
would have liked to have seen his tag. He had to punch his tag 13 times.
Hole puncher.
Train tickets. Metro North.
Well, if it would have been Bill George, he'd have been standing there going, well, technically, I only have to tag two to make them legal so that I can take the rest and then do it that way. But
just asking that question, what is everybody in here's opinion on roadkill? Because I've had this discussion with a few people, and I'd like to see what y'all's is.
That's fresh.
That's where I'm going with that.
Load up the back of the Avalanche. It's fresh.
If it's fresh, I got no problem with picking up a deer or a hog off the road. It depends on how bad they're mangled. But Carl the Wonder Tech driving back from the CMA Awards one time in the station vehicle, saw a nice little 6-point get hit on the interstate, and the car pulled over, and he pulled over. And he checked on the people and said, are you guys all right? And they're like, yeah, you know, we got some damage on the front. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. And then when the highway patrol, he's like, so is it all right if I take this deer? And the guy was like, I don't care. You can take it if you want to. So we were here at the radio station unloading all the equipment from the CMAs and a dead deer. So it was very nice.
You turn around, I can tell you I have processed hundreds of pounds of roadkill. Yeah. You know, and gotten it to families and people in need, made hot sticks, meat sticks, jerky, just about anything and everything.
Well, I mean, my way, but I've had this discussion with family members and other people, and I've had some of the family members that are like, man, it's going to be all beat up and bruised and
just everything. A part of it.
I'm like,
just tenderized.
Well, dude, I look at it like this. Take it to Al's and have Al grind it up and put it in sausage or do something like that. I mean, you ain't going to care then.
They're going to take that damaged part and it's not going to get into your sausage.
It depends on how damaged it is. Yeah. Well, I know years ago when my brother was in the military, he called me up and said, hey, how many deer did you get this season so far? I said, not yet. I haven't been lucky. He goes, I just took out 4.
With a military vehicle. With the lights on and the horn.
With a military vehicle. He goes, I just took out 4. I was like, did he
Ron White you?
yeah, he did. Well, I said, you didn't take any of them? He said, nope.
I used to talk to my...
I have deer pee on my boots, and I don't know why.
I used to talk to Jeff Moore out when he first moved to Missouri, and I was like, how'd your deer season go? And he's like, man, I haven't got anything, but my wife has killed 4 already. And I said, what do you mean? He said... When I go out in the woods, I need to just put a big giant Nissan symbol on the front of my shirt and just run around and hit them because she's hit 4 deer already this year.
We've got some friends down here that live in, down toward Arcadia and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And they, a big family, like I said, I won't name any names, but they have probably a 2-mile road to get back to their house that they had a drive that they had paved, and of course it goes back to their barns and everything else where they would load the citrus and all that. And the guy's wife, they do all their own vehicle work. He had just lifted her Excursion, Ford Excursion, and put 35s on it. And you talk about a pack of hogs. She was rolling down through there one night and a group of hogs. She's like, I hit some hogs. And he went outside and he goes, no, you didn't hit some hogs. He said, I went down to that spot, and he goes, it looked like a horror movie where she just wrecked the whole place.
Wow. Took out a whole pack of them.
I can tell you I can get that meat cleaned and on ice faster when it's road-killed sometimes than if I shoot it way out in the woods, have to drag it out to the truck, then drive out of there to a cleaning station. If I hit it in town or somebody else hits it in town, boom. But you got to be careful depending on where you are. In Florida, we can take our road kills.
If you have a license, right, though? If you have a hunting license?
No.
You don't have to have a hunting license?
No. If you hit it, you can get it.
If they don't want it and I want it, I do have to have a hunting license, don't I?
But no.
I thought that's what the FWC guy said.
I don't believe that
they make that decision.
Somebody get Nick on the phone.
You can't take possession of wildlife unless you have a license, I thought. So
it's dead.
There might be different rules for, if you hit it with a vehicle.
Well, I know that in Texas, it got to be so popular of, road killing on purpose. That they made did away with for it. Well, they actually said you can't do it anymore.
In Pennsylvania, you have to be a resident to get it.
In Texas, you can't even pick them up anymore like they used to be able to. All right, we got to take a break for the top of the hour. We are the Big and Wild Outdoors, brought to you by Load Runner Trailers and G5 Feed and Outdoors. Top of the hour, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
When aviation is in your blood, you learn how to fly. When your family serves, you learn the meaning of hard work. And when you're born with a name that stands for power, performance, and precision engineering, you damn well better make the family proud. We are Textron Off-Road. Backed by the name that builds some of the most advanced machines in the world. We create off-road vehicles that help America's hardest workers get the job done. Side-by-sides and ATVs that are built with a work ethic, a wild streak, and a relentless pursuit of adventure. With suspension and handling that make the toughest trails a walk in the park. And with the precision, reliability, and American manufacturing. Welcome to the family. Welcome to Textron Off-Road.
Hornady continues to build and enhance the Precision Hunter line of ammunition with an array of new loads that feature the revolutionary ELDX bullet with heat shield tip.
Precision Hunter is one of the most successful ammo launches we've had.
The original mission of Precision Hunter Ammunition was for you to be able to extend your range. It was extremely successful, and you guys have spoken.
The new Precision Hunter loads include the 25-06 Remington, 257 Weatherby Mag, 6.5 PRC, 270 WSM, 280 Ackley Improved, 7mm WSM, 338 Win Mag, and the 338 Lapua. Precision Hunter is factory-loaded, truly match-accurate ammunition with Doppler radar-verified best-in-class VCs, featuring excellent conventional range performance, as well as the best extended range terminal performance available. Precision Hunter ammunition. Extend your range and never compromise at any distance.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. And if you've ever seen my very lengthy blooper video, well, you know, I've had my share of mishaps. Because of that, you can take it from me that one thing I always take very seriously is boating safety. For instance, here's something as simple as it can be that saves the lives of countless boaters every year. A lanyard. I highly recommend you wear one of these every time you